but I'm built for a tough. They say they want that real. I'ma get them for that real. Got some problems that I'm still trying to deal with. I wonder if I still feel them when the money hit. I'm coming soon, but my girl say I come quick. And I don't need your criticism, you ain't done. Nigga, you ain't done. Bobby Smurda niggas got me on that dump. Educated but feeling jaded when infiltrated. I'm playing flagrant but scoring on the continuation. Insinuating I'ma make it, I make it and take it. The art of persuasion, motivation to go out and take it. And it's not like that, that they ain't want me on. Mama gave birth to a king, was born on the throne. First thing I do when I'm on, by mama a home. My partner a zone, my daddy a cool woman a stone. My sister alone, my grandma a phone. So I can call her every day cause she the rights of my wrong. Wonder if they still love me when the nigga gone. Broken hearted so I put my heart in every song. Having visions of a better tomorrow. The leader they follow, the genie I'm still stuck in the bottle. When life's up, my girl come over, she ready to swallow. They feel my bravado and clap for me. Showtime at Apollo. I know I'm blessed in many ways to have a father. He taught me shit and always told me to go harder. He told me, son, always finish what you started. I'm trying to touch 100 million while he's still living. I'm the gift that keep giving, the unsung villain. Stack up on my unborn children. No sleep, I ain't chilling till my name on the building. If you throw the dog a bone, I'ma go get it.
So that was Frenchie Sosa, Another Day. You can find Frenchie on SoundCloud or on Instagram at Frenchie Sosa. He's a really dope artist, really lyrical, talks about real stuff. So make sure you go check him out. Coming up next is Selfish by Mailman, so make sure you go check this out. You like it?
Yeah. You've been waiting for. Fed up with the one in the mirror. Moment of silence for the way that I've been living.
Let's start from the beginning.
I just can't put up with the same old things with you.
Same old games, gotta change.
I don't wanna do it. But I had it coming to me. So let me introduce myself. Welcome to the new me. Hello for no one but myself. Hello world, it's a new me. I'm not looking for no handouts. This what I'm on now. Now should I never let down. Ooh, all you got is you. Nobody. I gotta do this now for you, for me, yeah. I'ma love myself forever. Giving up on myself never. Welcome to my mind. Gonna step in. And I will show you few things that I recommend. Oh, Father, forgive me for every sin I commit. I don't know who need to change, but I know who will. Thou should not hate on another. On the block, never make it hot. Hanging with the mob, or waiting for the drop. Gave myself the word, I won't end up on no curb. Didn't say it's not hard, didn't say it went easy. Turn my life from another nod, don't be greedy. And this is the beginning, eh, baby, baby, see the shit. It's a lot of things to complain about, but at least I'm here, breathe. So say hello, welcome to the new me. But myself, hello world, it's a new me. I'm not looking for no handouts. This what I'm on now. Now should I never let down. Ooh, all you got is you and nobody. I gotta do this, not for you, for me, yeah. I am alone, myself forever. Giving up on myself now. I just can't put up with the same old things with you.
Same old game.
I don't wanna do it, but I had it coming to me. So let me introduce myself. Welcome to the new me. You've been waiting for. Welcome to the new me. You got it, you and nobody. I gotta do this, not for you, for me, yeah. I
Metro booming, want some more, nigga.
Welcome back to the Bold Opinion Show. Right here on radio.com, where real music lives. So that last one was Selfish by Mailman.
Okay.
You can find Mailman on SoundCloud also.
All right.
If you like his music. He actually is the one who did our intro. So shout out to Mailman for putting out that work for the Bold Opinion Show. Thank you so much. So yeah, if you like his track, go to SoundCloud. You can find the rest of his stuff. Okay, Mailman. You got mail. Boom.
Boom.
And then Frenchie Sosa was before him. You can find Frenchie on SoundCloud also.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's dope too. I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
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 Anyway.
Frenchie has a long, long catalog. Pause. Go check him out on datpiff.com. And yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. So we're here to talk about news.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, the most updated news. Last night.
Okay.
Don't do that. Last night, a very prominent figure in history has passed away. By the name of Fidel Castro. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cuban dictator, longtime president of Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba.
Hated by some.
Hated by some, loved by some.
Right.
You know, for unknown what he stood about.
Some.
Unknown by some, exactly. He passed away last night at around 10:24, I believe his brother announced, PM. And he was 90 years old. So a long, long, long life lived.
Yes.
By Fidel Castro. And he was mainly known for standing up against, you know, making his voice known about how he felt about the U.S. Like, he was just a badass.
Right. He didn't take the shit from the United States.
Exactly. I think they said that he survived a lot of assassination attempts by the CIA, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Let me throw that in there. Mm-hmm. and was just a badass, you know, stood for what he believed in and for what he believed was best for his people. And he stood by that till the day he died, which was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And, he passed, actually he had surgery this past July. He had some internal problems going on. And so he had surgery, but I think they said that his health was declining. Because of that.
Okay, because of the surgery.
Because of the surgery. So, that was in July. What is this, November?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been a couple months, you know, since his health was on the decline. And so, he passed away yesterday. He gave his power, you know, I don't know what the technical term is, politically correct term is.
Mm-hmm. To his brother.
To his brother.
Right.
Right. So, his brother now is taking leadership of Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And something that you don't know about Cuba, I mean Cuba, right. Cuba, whatever. So you know, up until like, was it this year or was it last year, that people from the United States weren't allowed to come or to visit Cuba? I'm not sure the exact date, but now Cuba is open. The gates are open, right. and it's open to visitors. Other countries, you know,
and although very expensive, in some places to stay, it is recommended that you go now before the U.S. gets their hand in it and starts to, you know, gentrify Cuba, like they gentrify some of our areas here in the States, where our areas, when I say our, I mean local areas, not just black areas, but some places. Well, no, mainly black, because you don't see that happening in like little Chinatown where they have an entire community of Koreans or an entire community of someone of the Asian descent. Is it Asian descent? Should I say Asian descent? Is that the political correct?
Oriental, maybe. Oriental. Something like that. Probably Asian. Yeah, I guess so.
However, you don't see the government running up in their spots and taking over their land like they do for the land that you know, maybe considered the hood in some places, but is housing for affordable housing area for people, mm-hmm. For those standards. So, yeah. So when
make sure you get over there, huh?
Right. No, I'm gonna definitely try to get over there. I know you're in the works of getting over there, right? Trying to. So yeah, I got my passport, so I'm definitely on it.
Boom. Check. Check. Right, first step.
That's step number one. Uno. You know, get your passport, people. So it won't be hard for you to get these trips, because a lot of times you can find these trips on Groupon at a real discounted rate, you know. And if you can get out there, you can get out there and have a good time and just ball out, you know, $600. Boom, I'm going to more Bahi wherever, and I got, you know, a room for the week. And
it's cheap as hell.
Yeah, you just gotta pay for, you know, the flight, which mm-hmm. might be, you which know,
sometimes
$200.
Is included, or sometimes the flights are included. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, a cruise or something like that. So definitely check that out. Get your passport mm-hmm. and educate yourself. That's why we say go to the museum. That's why we say, you know, go to these events. Some of these events that we, you know, say they're not all educational, like coming to the DJ event tonight. It's not necessarily educational, but you meet people and you network with people, and you get to you know, broaden your thought process and open up your brain, you know, and you can realize that there are more things out there than, you know, what it looks like from the outside.
Exactly. So cheap flights right now mm-hmm. to Cuba are cheap.
Okay, how much? No, that's not bad at all.
$100. That's not bad at maybe all. Even that. Mm. But you have to go make sure you check out JetBlue.
Okay.
But they don't fly out of Atlanta. Mm. You must go to somewhere like Florida. Like, I think Fort Lauderdale was might have been the closest straight to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You might have to. Okay. So let me rephrase this. You can't fly straight from Atlanta to Cuba.
Okay.
You'd have to fly into Florida, one of the Florida terminals, mm-hmm. to enable to get to Cuba. Yeah. So, like I said, Fort Lauderdale was the closest one that have cheap flights going straight to Cuba.
Okay.
So make sure you check out JetBlue.com, okay? And the thing about a trip to Cuba is not the flight, because mm-hmm. people think the flights are the, you know, the most expensive, the hardest parts. Not this time, mm-hmm. while it's like this, right. Okay? So make sure you jump on this while it's like this. But getting over there, staying there is the issue, because they don't have all the mainstream hotels that we're used to here. There are no Best Westerns. There are no Marriotts. There are no whatever you like to stay in, mm-hmm. you know, West Ends, whatever. They are really authentic places that were produced by Cuba. You know what I'm saying? Like Cuban, real authentic Cuban places.
Banks and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Banks and hotels. Mm-hmm. So you'd be paying a pretty penny, because you know what, it's going straight to, you know, the Cuban government and their economy. Mm-hmm. So when you go looking, just be prepared. You won't see any of the mainstream things that we're used to here. It's really authentic, you know. It's
and they're not authentic. Used to our stuff either. They weren't allowed to see some of the stuff that we had on TV, or any of the stuff that we probably had on TV. You know what I'm saying? They were dead to our stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
because they were cut off.
Right. So I mean,
and they might be a little behind technology wise. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot. It's a lot of things. But it's definitely worth the experience. Mm-hmm. So if you can get to Cuba. Go smoke you a good cigar, right?
Right.
Go smoke you a good cigar. I think that'd be
good. Absolutely.
I gotta smoke me a cigar in Cuba. Maybe. Just one hit.
Yeah, maybe.
Just one. Yeah. Not the whole thing.
Be harsh.
Yeah, that was saying, not the whole thing. Not the whole thing. Just one hit. Just say I did it.
Harsh.
You know? So to wrap that up, Fidel Castro is dead at 90. Age 90, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Next piece of news, the Dakota Pipeline.
Okay.
Yes. So the Dakota Pipeline is one of those things that America knows that it's happening,
mm-hmm.
but are turning a blind eye to it.
Mm-hmm. Although they celebrated Thanksgiving. Go ahead, continue. Mm-hmm.
Because it's happening on our soil, and it's happening in a dirty kind of way. You okay. know, so okay. Natives, people of the United States mm-hmm. are protesting the production of this oil pipeline, and it could interrupt, forgive me, like the water system? Like what are they saying about the water? Something about water.
Well, like they have clean water, or they have water on their side. I think the production of that will destroy mm-hmm. that, and it will alter their water.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? They're trying to fight to keep their clean water and to prevent that pipeline from going down.
That's deep.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks. I mean, that's their land. You know what I'm saying? So all of it's their land, really. And you're trying to take more of their land and put your stuff
through. Is this on a reserve? Is it a reserve or was just... Okay. Okay. Because I know they have specific reserves mm-hmm. in the United States that are legally bound for them. You know, like, and that's mainly, honestly, where some of the casinos are. Have you ever been to North Carolina? There is a reserve. I forgot the name of it. But it hosts a really big Harrah's Casino.
Have you ever been
to... I've been.
Las Vegas?
No, I haven't been to Las Vegas. I haven't been to Las Vegas. I'm a bad person.
No, I haven't been either.
Okay, well, cool. I don't feel bad.
That's the same thing. No, Reno. It's Indian.
Indian land.
It's Indian land.
Yeah. But there are casinos on it.
That's because casinos are not necessarily legal in the United States. And they can only be legal on Indian reservations because that's not a part of the United States. Just like Washington, D.C. is not a part of the United States. And they can have things there that are not necessarily constitutional, like prostitution.
And marijuana smoking? And marijuana, I think.
You can smoke marijuana in D.C.
In D.C., yes, you can.
Yeah. But that's becoming constitution. No. In different places. Medical in Florida. Well, we went over this. We have to go through this again. We do? About marijuana? Yeah, on election day. So, yeah, medical in Florida. I think Nebraska is medical. No, not Nebraska. Is it Nebraska? Is it Arkansas? Mm-hmm. Maine.
Maine.
Colorado.
Colorado definitely is recreational. Mm-hmm. California is now recreational. Massachusetts, Boston is recreational.
The list.
Yeah, that's a good amount of people.
Right.
Georgia soon, maybe.
I don't know about these Bible thumpers.
Georgia has medical cannabis oil that's legal.
Right.
In Atlanta right now. You know, you have to be prescribed that. That's for cancer patients, I believe. So, you know. And that, I mean, that's just clear. Obviously, if marijuana helps you get better and it doesn't kill you, then everybody should be taking it. Marijuana is one of the leaders of prevention of Alzheimer's. That's good. Something that they say kills brain cells actually keeps them intact.
Hello.
Hello.
So, yeah. So, that's that. So, yesterday... I don't mean to move on.
But no, please.
Yesterday was Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, since things have been kind of weird in America with, I don't know how to put this.
Black people and white people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. So, you know, they've been preaching that, you know, we need to buy black businesses, mm-hmm. Put your money in black banks and don't boycott Black Friday, this, that, and the other. So yesterday, Black Friday actually did around the same numbers mm-hmm. that it usually does each year. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I like the deals. You know, I like the deals, but it's just, to me, I've kind of stepped back and looked at it like just another way for businesses, big corporations to make money. Putting out deals on stuff that it could really always be that price.
Correct.
You know, it can always be that price or lower.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just saying that they're taking a break for you. Like this, you know what I'm saying? They're making this so quote special. Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of special, I have a little story. I wore my I'm Black Every Friday sweatshirt yesterday.
Oh, you have a sweatshirt that says I'm Black Every Friday?
I have a sweatshirt.
Is that what you was talking about on my Facebook post?
Yes. Oh, okay. Because I thought you saw it. Nah. I was making posts all week.
No, I didn't see that. Okay. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I have a sweatshirt that says I'm Black Every Friday.
Okay.
Every Friday. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And so I wore it yesterday. And, you know, people, I like to see the reactions that people give me. Some people look away. Some people look and laugh. Some people look and give me the wink. Mm-hmm. Some people look and, you know, like, oh, my gosh, I love your shirt. Great. But there was this one guy in particular. I was in Target.
White guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was just, you know, wandering, minding my business, picking up stuff in Target. Mm-hmm. I love Target. Target is my favorite store. I don't know why, but I just like it.
Okay.
Actually, I do know why. But so I was walking in Target and this guy, you know, I can see him looking at me from afar, you know what I'm saying, as I'm walking toward him, and he looks at me and he kind of leans, give me the head lean toward, like he's about to say something, you know, secret, and he's like, hey, I really like your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, and he's an older gentleman. So that was, and also kind of, you know, just made me feel kind of good, you know.
Right.
Older gentleman, he's like, you know, hey, I really like your shirt, so you're special every Friday. I was like, you betcha. And he was like, I feel that. And I just walked away. I just said, oh my God, yes. You know, like it just feels like a sense of accomplishment, like when people support you.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that was support.
That was support. Okay.
I feel like it was support.
I can respect that.
You can respect that. So yeah, I love my I'm Black Every Friday sweatshirt. Get you one. I don't know where to get it. I made mine, so I mean, whatever.
There it is.
Should I start making them?
You should start making them. How about that?
Would you buy one? All my listeners out here, would you buy one?
No,
would you wear it every Friday?
I gave you the idea, so I get mine for free, but definitely support. I'll tweet it out there.
Nah, so make sure you keep a lookout on that. I might put that as, you know, under the bold opinion page, mm-hmm, or something, mm-hmm, and, you know, have that.
That's cool.
Mixing it up. But yeah, so Black Friday sales kind of did the same. But right now people are switching to, you know, online shopping instead of instead of going, you know, actually to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And
ding, 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 ding. Well, that's what I did.
Yeah. Instead of going to the store and having to deal with all the
hoopla. I mean, because they have great Black Friday sales, but then Black Friday also blends over to Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so usually it's not just Black Friday. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Right. That's usually the deals are just extended throughout this whole weekend. So don't think that you have to do all of your shopping, mm-hmm, on this one Friday.
Right.
Yeah. Or the day before, which is Thanksgiving. Usually, you know, some stores, bless you.
Thank you.
Some stores open up right after, like 6 p.m., 7 p.m., mm-hmm, Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think you have to do all your shopping here.
No, don't think that at all. I mean, like I said, what is your solution? What is your solution for it? Because, you mean, like I said, do you just not shop on Black Friday, or do you shop, you know, you go to your Black businesses that you find on like Instagram or something like that?
I'm starting to move that way. Mm-hmm. I'm becoming fond of Etsy. E-S-T-Y. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But that's like a little store for everybody.
Yes,
like
it's a store for everyone. So you can still pick who you choose to buy from.
Right.
You know, you can still support the small businesses, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying, the local businesses. So I'm becoming fond of Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy me a foxtail. I had to throw that in there because I just really want a foxtail.
Okay.
Gray fox. Or red fox. Red fox.
That was so like...
random.
4 years ago.
What?
Why do you want that now?
Why do I want it now? Mm-hmm. Because I still think it's cool.
Like, you're going to put it on like your pocket? Or like your belt loop? Or you're going to put it on a purse?
I'm just going to use it as an accessory. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, on my belt loop.
It'll just be... Yeah. No, mm-hmm, no, there's nothing, mm-hmm, wrong. I don't say it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's like wearing a pocket chain, wallet chain. You know what I'm saying? I think those are cool still. It's not nothing wrong with that. I might go out and actually swag up and get a pocket chain, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But with certain outfits. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. You just don't... I mean,
feel like a rock star. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Whatever. You know, whatever. I got on...
It's an accessory.
I have on straight pants today, and they're not slim fit. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just how you feeling.
Exactly.
That's how I'm feeling today.
My solution?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this, though.
Okay.
Throughout the entire year, there are deals going on.
True. Okay?
So, you don't have to always shop this one weekend out of the year,
mm-hmm.
to get your gifts. And, you know, that also ties into, you don't have to always just give gifts during the holidays.
Right.
You know, you can give gifts whenever, not just when birthdays come around, not just when, you know, anniversaries come around or whatever. You can always give gifts. And it honestly will make probably mean a lot more if you just give a random gift than just on a holiday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People might appreciate it more. So, that's one thing. They're always available throughout the entire year. You just have to look for them, you know, and they're just not going to be in your face like right. Black Friday is. Like, hey, we've got these TVs for 97 cent and yeah, you can come get these TVs, and everyone's bum rushing to get these TVs.
Right.
But little do you know, these TVs are always, I mean, they can be on sale too, you know what I'm
right.
saying, throughout the entire year. So you just have to find them and look for them. That's just something I learned as when I was, you know, a couponer,
mm-hmm.
That there are deals always going on. Always going on. It's just a matter of finding them. Finding them.
Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry I'm yawning.
Okay.
In
yeah, you're yawning in people's ears here. But so yeah, so that's mainly it. That's my solution.
Yeah.
Do you think...
I mean, I agree. I like to shop all the time, you know, and sometimes the Black Friday sales are the best sales. You know, you get the 40% off or the 30% off versus the 10% or the 15%, you know, when it's come down to close. I actually haven't purchased any electronics on Black Friday ever, so I haven't gotten like a game system or a TV or anything like that. But that's because I have a theory that the ones that they give out on Black Friday are kind of like...
Ooh, what? I'm listening.
Are kind of like rinky dink.
Defective?
In a sense.
In a sense?
You know what I'm saying? Like the, you know what I'm saying? So there's like, all right, well, we're going to just, here we're about to push out 1,000 of these right now. Let's get off the eights or the sevens versus the ones that were 10 of 10. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think of certain things like that. But what I try to do is I shop locally. You know what I'm saying? So. And also try to shop with my friends or shop, you know, I know a lot of people that sell services and sell goods, you know what I'm saying, whether it's a hat or if it's some art or something like that. And, you know, they catch a sale and it's 30% off or 10% off, but try to jump on that. So I call it like a book from somebody that put out a book for Black Friday. Online boutiques that I seen on like IG that I see, not necessarily have to be Black owned, but just somebody that's out there hustling for themselves,
for their brand,
mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So this person happened to be Black owned, but I purchased a couple of goods from them, a couple of goods from this Italian guy. So you know, I keep it local. You know, everybody has to eat. It don't necessarily have to be Macy's, it doesn't have to be Bloomingdale's or
Dillard's
or whatnot, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But
Target,
at the same time, I am a shopper, and I will jump on deals, and I will see that, you know what I'm saying? Now, I did get a couple of Vans that's not necessarily Black owned or a small company, but the retailer was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it could have been Wish, you feel me? That's the local community for East Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
or for Atlanta, you know.
Now, what would you... Now, I'm all for the supporting the locals, the local businesses, the, mm-hmm. you know, ones that are close to home.
Sure.
But I can't help but wonder, if I'm giving you my money, where are you spending your money? You know? Yeah, that's one thing you kind of have to,
yeah.
you know, peel back the layers of the onion, right? For lack of a better term.
Well, yeah. I mean, and this it also is like, you know, who are you really supporting? You have a local business, but they still have to pay this white government. You know, taxes. They still have to pay for that.
Or they get their goods and services from whatever, you know what I'm saying, that may not coincide with the beliefs that you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's a full circle kind of thing.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Or, I mean, you can not shop. You can make your stuff. Catch you a deal at Goodwill. Get you a sewing machine. You know what I'm saying? Go to a local
spot. But nowadays, really? People really want to do that? What? I mean, there are people who do that. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, to be real, next time I go to the Goodwill, if I can find the sewing machine, mm-hmm. I'm going to cop it. I'm going to my grandma's to get one mm-hmm. from her. I'm going to find some fabric. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find some
My mom has two.
She's trying to get one away? She's trying to sell one?
I don't know what she's trying to do with it because it's just sitting upstairs. Oh, I'm going to make some pillowcases for this. I'm going to make some...
What's up? Talk to her.
I think I am.
Talk to her.
I think I am. Because I'll buy she needs to.
I'll buy it. Or are you trying to keep it yourself?
Nah, I mean, it'd be cool to use, but yeah. I don't even know how to use a sewing machine.
She got some good ones.
Yeah, one's a brand new.
Okay.
And I think I don't know how
she gonna work with me on the price.
I don't know. I'd have to give you her number, mother. If you're listening right now,
hey ma,
Kenny Kicks wants to talk to you
about sewing machine.
About a sewing machine that you do not use. I repeat, that you do not use.
I would love to use it.
So yeah,
the new one or the old one.
I would like to learn.
I'm not picky.
I would like to learn.
I made a couple of, when I was at Southern, that's what I went to school for. I went to school for fashion and Southern. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was making blouses and skirts and stuff like that. That was nice. Believe
nice,
that.
Nice. Now see what I like to get into.
I would like to get into the ladies though.
You did because right, because it's nothing but women. It's nothing but women in those women in those
and gay guys. And guess what? You know what that means, ladies?
What?
Y'all all for me because the gay guys weren't looking at y'all. Unfortunately, they were looking at me. Now I'm attractive, so people gonna look. That's cool. Ain't nobody try me. That's fine. But I knew all the ladies were for me. Nah, I'm chilling. But definitely, I was making blouses. I was making skirts.
And then the fashion shows and stuff.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, that's something that I'm definitely capable of doing. So I know that I can do it. Why not continue to do it? I need to get a sewing machine. And get the right things.
I'm into embroidery and I'm into stitching.
Man, I love that junk. I got like $45 worth of embroidery stuff in my eBay cart right now. I'm just waiting to pull the trigger. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, some patches, all that stuff.
Yeah. Dope. Okay, cool. Well, I'm gonna work with you on that. I'm gonna see if we can work that out,
yeah.
Kenny.
Yeah.
See if we can work that out because I mean, I think that'll be a dope craft.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We need to work on our craftsmen, everybody. Work mm-hmm. on your craft. What exactly. can you do?
Exactly.
What can you do?
For yourself.
What can you do? If everything was to go to crap, go down the toilet right now, what can you do for yourself? What do you have to offer
mm-hmm.
yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Can you fish?
Not the technical,
like not really fish, but I'm saying like...
Oh, yeah, but I can.
Can you fish? You know what I'm saying? Can you fish? Can you bring in the bread? But anyways, so we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about sports.
You can give a man corn. And he can eat for one day. Or you can teach a man how to pick corn. And he can steal your country. A little Thanksgiving humor.
This is the Bottle Peen Show right here on OrangeRoomRadio.com where real music lives. Okay? Okay.
Talking about this. 27.
It's your favorite assistant Siri, and you're listening to the best thing in technology since, well, since me. Orange Room Radio, where real music lives.
She got me going space, ass with that nose. I guess only time comes. You gotta give me dirty love. I guess I'm down to. When I can't find any words, I lie. Like I can see the stars in the perfect line. The feeling of love.
So tell me how you feel. Knowing I see the world when I look in your eyes. Your kisses are there a cell that keep me energized. Tired of going back and forth, baby, I'm hypnotized.
You got a nigga, I'm in love on the low, though. I'm looking at you and I swear it's been a long road. A great ass, a better mind, what a combo. You know you pretty and you winning with the combo. She kinda tipsy, we've been drinking, she a lightweight. She love the way I put them panties in the right way. But anyway, let's get back to how I've been feeling. I just love the times when I'm beside you. Holding me down cause you're my rider. I look in your eyes and I get higher. Cause nothing in this world I hold tighter. Without you I feel uneven. Make every day I love season. Baby girl, you know you're my rider. That should be enough reason. Call you baby, that's only your title. Cause I don't need no more rivals.
You gotta give me that.
I put that on the Bible.
You gotta give me that.
You're the only thing that I want.
You gotta give me that.
Give me that feeling. Make every day I love season. Dirty lover, you're my rider.
got no friends. I call you baby, that's only your title. Cause I don't need no more rivals. I put that on the Bible. I'm a lawyer to my time, dog.
I've been here and trust me, I've seen it all before, though. I told my ex for me, relationships are no-no. And here I am thinking we perfect like a photo. You looking at me like right now you need some mama. I know you're ready and willing, but that ain't my place. I know you wanna settle down.
On your yes. Face.
Feeling starting to get too familiar. Let's cover up this broken love treason. Make every day I love season. Though they love you, I'm my rider. That should be enough reason. I call you baby, that's only your title. Cause I don't need no more rivals. I put that on a Bible. You're the only thing that I want.
Give me that feeling. Make every day I love
season.
Dirty lover, you are my rider. That should be enough reason.
Call you baby, that's only your title.
Cause I don't need no more
rivals.
I put that on a Bible. I'm a liar till my time's gone.
You say you see us side by side. Like a visionary, I can't see me falling.
Nothing strange.
Like a dictionary, I can read through all this.
I spy
I still fall blind. I don't know how this will end.
Let's go back
to the beginning.
Let's cover up this broken love treason.
Make every day a love season.
Dirty lover, you are my rider.
That should be enough reason.
Call you baby, that's only a title.
I don't need no more rivals.
I put that on the Bible.
Some expensive pants, 200 plus. Good pants.
These are the corduroys?
No. I got a few pair of corduroys, so I'm good on that. I might get one more pair of khakis. Maybe khaki color. Mm. I got the ashy green.
I need a green. I need an olive.
I got the ashy olive.
Okay.
I got the Merlot.
And Merlot, I got the, like a champagne.
Like the
or
like
red, a red like
almost
a, okay.
Like that color.
Okay, yeah, like cranberry, mm-hmm. Almost. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I got a and it was dark. It wasn't the like a pastel color. It was the dark kind. And then I got the like a jet black. And so I already have a pair of khaki ones, but they kind of short. You know, I mean, I wear my pants short anyway, but they the cut is kind of wrong mm-hmm. on them. Not the kind of cut that I just bought on the other three. Mm-hmm. So.
So everyone who's listening right now, well, thank you for listening to the Bold Opinion Show right here on
OrangeRadio.com.
Yes, and our rambling. He was just talking about, since Kenny Cakes is really fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's a really fashionable guy. He's really in tune with his fashion. And,
yes.
So where did your inspiration? Let's just do a little brain break right now.
Okay.
Before we jump into sports, right now, wait though. Let me give you an update mm-hmm. of. The game, the Michigan and Ohio State game. Michigan is down 3-7
mm-hmm.
with 1:04 left in the second quarter. Okay, so before the first half ends, looks like Ohio State is going to take the lead. But okay, so Kenny, where does your inspiration come from? Like, what region do you model your... It must have been DJ Carlisle.
Okay.
He's watching the game also. Where do you get your inspiration from? Like, where do you model your style from? Are you more of like, do you like what's going on like over in Tokyo and stuff, or do you like to keep it? Northern, like New York or Western.
I just kind of keep it to me, you know, and what I like. Now, I mean, you know that I like Vans. You know
I do
what I'm
that.
Saying?
So I do know those.
Majority of the stuff that I want to wear, I want to. Be able to wear with Vans, you know what I'm saying? I want my jeans to fit right, fit a nice secure fit around my ankle, so you know it doesn't overlap over my shoe, you know what I'm saying? So I mean I wear more fitted things, but no, I mean I like to think that my style is me. I like to think that I can go to New York or I can go to California, and I can not only stand out as a unique individual, but still fit in to whatever street culture or wherever I'm at the time. You know what I'm saying? So, I recently met somebody from Japan that came over, and their swag was just crazy.
Killing.
I mean, killing. Crazy.
I know a guy that I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. He's in the Army Navy. I'm not sure which part of the service he's in, but he's over there in Japan.
Okay.
And his like get-ups, mm-hmm. he posts them all the time on his Instagram. I'm talking about like crazy.
Probably fly. So
fly as hell.
So I mean, that's, you know, it's broad stuff. It's outlandish sometimes, but it's all about eye catching. You know, I like to be simple, but I always like for somebody to look at me like, I like that, you know, or that's cool. Where'd you get that from, or whatever? I take that personally. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I decide. I mean, oftentimes I go in the closet and I pick something out, but sometimes I like, you know, I don't want to put this together. I want to put that together. I want to do this. I want to do that. You know what I'm saying? And then when I get somebody, I'm like, dog, what are those shoes, bro? Like, where did that come from? You know, what are those? Or that color is crazy. Or I like that whole, you look warm. You know, you look warm. Mm-hmm. That's a nice little fit right there you got on. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come cuddle with me, baby. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So, zing. You know? But, you know, it's, I look all over and I listen to a lot of music, and I watch a lot of music videos, and I read a lot of articles, and, you know, I see a lot of different fashion stuff. You know, it's fashion everywhere. You know, when we was talking everywhere. With those beautiful ladies that came in last time, you know, everything is necessarily designer. You know, it might not be expensive, but it's designer. And it looks good. And
it's,
if you can,
designed by somebody.
It's designed by somebody. By so definition. You can put a print together. You can put mixed prints together. You know, the other day I had on 3 different colored denims just because I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? So what? I don't have to match. But I'm going to look good. I'm going to be presentable. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be fly. And I'm going to have confidence. And that's all you have to do. You have confidence in yourself. Nobody can tell you otherwise. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to have statement pieces, or I like to be subtle. Like right now, I feel like I'm subtle, even though my shirt, you know, I feel like my shirt speaks and stands out when you see it, because it's just a big print of Gucci Man, you know. So what?
Who just recently got engaged?
Who just got engaged? Congrats to Gucci.
Congratulations.
25 carat diamond ring.
Yep.
Wow. You know, but that's
at the Hawks game on Gucci Man mm-hmm. Day. I think they declared that day Gucci Day.
Yeah, it was Gucci Day that day. And then somebody actually got married the day after at the next home game.
Really?
Wasn't the same. it wasn't the same.
Wasn't the same amount of care.
But it was definitely a wedding. And, I mean, not a wedding. It was definitely a proposal that looked pretty cool. She was blindfolded and was running around the court.
Oh, really?
And she came, and when the guy like opened up her, or the guy opened up her blindfold, mm-hmm. she had the ring ready, and it was, yeah. So love is definitely in the air in Georgia.
Love is in the air. Yes, yeah. It is. And I love to see love. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just one of those things that we feel sometimes. I feel sometimes okay. The world is lacking. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just lacking. Mm-hmm. You know, it's there. It's, don't get me wrong, it's not like it's not there, but I like to see people showcasing their love.
Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say lacking, but I would say maybe overshadowed by
okay,
the hate.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's so much love that's going on out there, but it's so many people that are still looking for love, or misguided by love, or misinterpreting what love actually is, you know. And then when they see something they hate, just like the Gucci Man thing, we had nothing but positive things about that just now, but I've seen many rants go on about, oh, Gucci didn't get on the knee. You know, you got an issue with that? Did you have an issue with that?
In the beginning, I was, because as I was watching it unfold, mm-hmm. Well, I didn't watch it live, but when I saw the repost, like on the Shade Room or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, I was like, oh, okay, I'm waiting for him to get on the knee. You know, come on, get on your knee. Right. Let's go. Come on now. Come on. Right. And then he didn't. And I was just like, huh. Right. But then I did kind of feel some type of way about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I had to remove myself from that.
Right.
You know, and I had to look at probably the things that the factors that may have, you know, like, gone into that. Like, he could have been extremely nervous,
right?
You know, and he could, that really honestly could not be him. You know what I'm right. saying? That couldn't be his. I'm not saying that he's not a gentleman, but he probably wasn't raised around those type of guys. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that.
Have you ever thought that Gucci was going to get married?
No. And that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. we don't expect hardcore rappers.
Mm-hmm. And no disrespect to Gucci.
No disrespect at all. No disrespect at all. But to be completely honest, like, I thought, I was like, okay, well, maybe he just wasn't raised around that. So mm-hmm. that really wasn't an important thing for him to do. But right. he did it. I mean, well, as far as the proposal goes, you know, he made that commitment. A lot of guys nowadays don't make that commitment.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that was a step in itself. So I honestly, I was like, you know what? Knee or not knee.
He made the commitment. Right.
You know what I'm saying? He made the commitment. So that spoke enough volumes for me. You know, 25 carats though. Like, okay.
I mean, she held him down.
She
held him down. You know, she took $2 million and brought back six. She held him down. You feel me? So, I mean, it's really. Get on your knee for what? You know, and then at the same time, he was trying to. I mean, he could have possibly been trying to get on his knee, but she was in such a shock that she kept moving around. She kept looking around. He saw him trying to grab her arm to get her to stand up, you know, so.
Mm.
Who knows? I'm not making no excuses.
I'm not making an excuse either. I mean, you know, he did it. If they're gay, you're gay. You know what I'm saying?
If I'm giving you a 25
caring,
I'm going to need you to get on your knee.
There were so many memes going around, though, like, of what he probably was thinking. Like, here, girl, take this ring. Here, this ring, girl. Is you going to marry her or what?
You going to marry me?
right. Burr, you going to marry me or what?
So,
but
burr
congratulations to them.
Burr indeed.
Burr indeed, man.
Burr indeed.
Burr and freaking deed. So, congratulations to him and his new fiance, mm-hmm. Keisha.
Kior.
Okay.
She has a lipstick line, lip gloss line, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I mean, she does her own thing. She's not just a nice looking lady, because she is very attractive.
Really, she's very pretty.
You know, has a nice body, you know, but she definitely hustles and she works herself as well. So that's what you applaud. You applaud somebody that's not there for just a check. That stayed down.
But she took how much and made how much?
$2 million. And made six.
For him?
And gave it back to him. All six. Gucci.
Burr. Gucci. Right. Burr. Well, congratulations to them. That mm-hmm. was really dope. You know, I would like to see more of that. And now, like, even now, like, it's the holiday season. It's cuffing season. It's baby season. Like, it's just a whole bunch of that going on to me right now. Like, I'm seeing all these cute babies and all these people with their boos and their fiancés mm-hmm. making their first Thanksgiving dinners together.
Right.
You know, it's just like, okay, it's not my time yet.
It's not
my time yet.
Want my time.
Huh?
Want my time.
Want your time.
It ain't your time.
It ain't my time. But I'm preparing myself.
That's okay. It'll come.
Right. It'll come, you know, and I'm preparing myself for that.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure I am the best that I can be.
Exactly.
For whoever I am meant to be with.
Oh. No, but yes, definitely. I mean, I feel you. And that's all we can do. You know what I'm saying? You know, be the best you can be for someone else. You know, and not even for someone else. I mean, they're just gonna have to accept you regardless. But you still be the best you for you. And if they can't accept you, they weren't for you. See them gems I'm dropping right there?
Boing.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what a gem would make. I don't know what sound. You're crazy. Okay, so we're here to talk about sports. And right now, Michigan is up 10-7 to Ohio State at halftime. Okay. So the rivals will get a third quarter kicked off soon, I guess, after halftime. Duh. UGA and Georgia Tech right now.
Mm-hmm.
UGA is down. Georgia Tech is up 6-0 with 7 minutes and 28 seconds left in the first quarter.
Okay.
I already gave you the Michigan. I already gave you the Michigan game. Kentucky and Louisville. Louisville is leading Kentucky 24-21 at halftime.
Okay.
Louisville has the ball. Purdue in Indiana. Purdue was up 17-16. Ooh, close game.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. With a minute 45 left in the second quarter. So in the half. Syracuse and Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse is down 14-21. With 8 minutes left in the half.
Okay.
And later on, Wake Forest plays at 3. Auburn, Alabama plays at 3:30. Michigan State and PSU
okay.
plays at 3:30. So a lot of college football games for today. It was a big around this time is a lot of sports going on. Well, football in particular,
mm-hmm.
you know, because Thanksgiving yeah. that was a tradition. We would always watch football on Thanksgiving
Day.
That's
a tradition?
I don't know. Okay. And it just always happens. Like I feel like the NFL was like, screw Thanksgiving. We're gonna play anyway. Mm-hmm. So that way people are like, oh, well, we're at home. You know, we're cooking. Mm-hmm. We're eating. You know, we're enjoying each other's company. Let's just watch some sports and make it a more of a family camaraderie kind of thing. So maybe that's how it came about, but I don't know. But I just kind of feel bad, Slick, because, I mean, the athletes don't...
Yeah.
They don't get Thanksgiving with their families. They don't
get to spend time with their families. The workers, the referees don't get to spend time with their families. And I'm sure, I mean, I don't know if they get an extra check for playing.
I don't...
You know, and then sometimes...
Because it's a Thursday. I mean, Thursday football goes on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it happens.
But, I mean, it's all day Thursday instead of just one team Thursday. You know what I'm saying? So... Mm. Yeah, but doesn't Dallas always play on Thanksgiving Day? Always. Who else always plays? Who else played? Buffalo play? I don't know. I don't know.
We just watched the Dallas game because my dad is a really big Dallas.
It's a lot of Dallas fans out there, and I'm happy for you guys right now
because Dak is doing his thing.
Y'all are shining. So mm-hmm. shout out to Dak.
Put Romo in the cut.
Never. Never.
Never?
Oh, you said Romo.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I don't care about Romo. I'm thinking about Tom Brady.
Oh. Yeah. See, look. Get them mixed up, yo. But one of my followers said they're getting paid.
Oh, they get paid?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. So
I mean, they get paid regardless. But I guess more is maybe an extra check.
Extra, possibly.
Yeah.
That's what's up. You know, well, you know how many basketball games was on Thursday?
How many?
A lot. Actually, not Thursday. Friday.
How many?
Like 30. It was 30 teams, I think, played. So.
Oh, my follower says the Cowboys and the Lions play every Thanksgiving.
Cowboys and the Lions.
There we go.
Thank you. Shout out to your follower.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, get the extra check.
I mean, that's cool.
Thanksgiving the next day.
That cool.
Thanksgiving the next day. Or the day before. You know? And I think that's just that may be how they have to do it. Like, you know?
You just never know. I mean, you never know how people want to celebrate. I've seen Derrick Rose and Carmelo Anthony and Dwayne Wade. They all celebrated together. You know what I'm saying? So, LeBron probably celebrated with his family, you know? So, I mean, it is what it is. It's cool. I would have been floating around with some of my other bachelor friends, and we would have ate good at places. You know what I'm saying? Went to the strip club or something. I don't really do strip club. I'm just talking mess.
You don't?
No, I don't like paying for stuff I can't take home. So I can get on YouTube for that.
I suppose.
Yeah.
But it's the environment.
What environment? Being talked about in the club, if you don't throw money by the DJ.
Oh my God, is that really intimidating? Like, yeah, really?
I mean, what?
I mean, yeah, you can. You know what? I think this is a love relationship.
I'm not gonna go to the strip club to just stand there and look. That's awkward.
I mean, you're not gonna stand there and look, but there's other things to do. You can get food. You can get drinks. You can play pool. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. It's also there for other type of entertainment reasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. It's not just. I mean, yeah, the dancers are the main attraction. But who says you have to stand around the stage and throw thousands of dollars?
I mean, it's not always around the stage. They come around.
They come around too, yeah. What, and you can get table dance, huh?
What strip club you been to?
What strip club I've been to? I've been to quite a few of them.
Out here?
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite?
Don't know if I have a favorite.
Mm-hmm. I've only been there.
I like the, I mean, the Flame is cool.
Okay.
The Flame is cool. I haven't been to the Crazy Horse yet.
I don't know what that is.
The Crazy Horse is the new big, huge one down here on the South Side. It used to be Pink Pony. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. It used to be Pink Pony over there in Forest Park. It was huge.
Okay.
Well, it is huge now, but I haven't been to that one yet. But been to the Flame, been to Magic City, been to DOA when it was here.
Okay.
Been to KOD in Miami.
Okay.
What else is around? Oh, Gold Rush is over there off.
I mean, so you've been to a lot.
I've been to a few.
Yeah, you know, you're a strip club connoisseur.
No, I don't go all the time.
But you go to eat. Get some chicken.
I mean, I don't go to eat. I've eaten.
Okay. So you go to
drink.
You go to throw money.
I go to enjoy the entertainment.
Okay. So you're entertained by dancers.
I mean,
do you like the table dances or do you like the pole dances? The pole dances.
The pole dances are more entertaining to me.
Mm-hmm.
If they do it right. Mm-hmm. I think. I look for talent in those areas.
Sure.
Because pole dancing is a really acrobatic, athletic.
Sure.
Activity.
Yeah.
You know? And because I've seen pole dancing competitions like over in Australia and the UK.
Okay.
Like those are.
You went over to Australia and the UK?
No. I've seen.
Oh, okay. You said you've seen pole dancing competitions over in Australia.
Yeah,
in the UK.
I haven't been, but they were recorded. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Let me clear that up.
So you caught them on YouTube?
YouTube online.
And you were very thoroughly pleased with that?
I was.
Okay.
Have you not seen any of them? Mm-hmm. They are strict. It's not even about the booty popping. It's not even about the. They're not naked. I mean, they are like in like, you know.
Form fitting.
Yeah, like two pieces.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, but it's more of a artistic performance.
Okay.
It's more of a ballet recital. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a recital, but with a pole. You mm-hmm. know, and they go up and down, like they do tricks, and you know, it's just really athletic. And I enjoy looking at, you know what I'm saying, the performance of it.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
Don't look at me like that.
Nice.
But I mean, it's like, it's just, no, it's not, it's really tasteful. It's not the booty, like what we see here. It's not the booty popping. It's not none of that stuff.
So why do women like strip clubs so much? What is the art of stripperism that you like? Did you secretly want to be a stripper?
No.
I mean, no, just ask. Because I mean, I know a lot of women like strip clubs. A lot mm-hmm. of places, let's go out to the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
That's the after party. Let's mm-hmm. go to the strip club. And I really don't want to. So, I mean, it's not necessarily that I have a problem with strippers. I don't. You know what I'm saying? Baby girl, do your thing. Get your money. How you get your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But at the same time, nah. You know.
I mean, it's definitely a game that they play. I mean, it's mm-hmm. definitely strategic, you know. But it's also an art. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes, I mean, you know, the woman body.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Magnificent.
Right.
Sensational.
It runs the world, I think.
Sure.
I think.
It's fine. That's fine. Ultimately, I get money to get fresh, to bait a woman.
Get on my nerves. But ultimately, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And I don't like the ones who alter their bodies to become more attractive.
Right. Like, so you don't like the silicone booties and the fake boobs?
No.
Yeah.
Because it's not natural. You know what I'm saying?
It like, is it's not natural, but do you, and you know, forgive me if I come off wrong, but do you not like that because you're fortunate to have, you know, hips and breasts?
Who?
Or, you know, whatever.
Who?
You know what I'm saying?
You but know, I see like, what you're saying.
You feel me? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know people that want boob jobs. You know what I'm saying? They have small breasts. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they shouldn't get them, you know, but it's just like, all right, why? You know, you have an explanation and they give you an explanation. And it's like, all right, perfect. Well, you know, do your thing, you know, or, you know, I don't know how the woman body works, but if you might have large breasts before or nice or perky breasts before you have a child and go through childbirth.
Yeah.
Go then through then, breastfeeding then, and then yep. Your breasts don't sit up as you used to and mm-hmm. like you like. So you get a lift or you get whatever added to it to give it that perkiness that you are used to. You know,
then that's fine.
That's fine, but I mean, I get you. I don't like that outlandish thing. The outlandish stuff is like huge, and your breasts are like
huge,
and it's like wow, you really look like an hourglass, or you look like deformed. I mean, hey, it comes down to it is that don't move the same as natural booty when you shake it and you move it. That's why Nicki Minaj had a problem shaking.
Man, I watched that video over and over.
Yeah, I couldn't
because
it was terrible.
I watched it over and over to laugh for comical reasons.
I couldn't even laugh.
I was just like, oh,
because that right there was like, dang, Meek took another L. Mm. All you had was Nicki Minaj. And she can't even twerk it for you. You know what I'm saying? The right way without looking awkward. You know what I'm saying? So.
But yeah. But to answer your question, to build on that question. Why do women go to strip clubs? To admire other women.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, for if it's a, if depending on the relationship between you and the woman and the guy that you're going with.
Oh, you don't go with just your ladies?
I've been. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously there were guys there accompanying, mm-hmm. you know, and in the past I did start a relationship. Well, I mean, I was in a relationship. And we would go,
mm-hmm.
you know, with other groups of couples, you know what I'm saying? Or singles, whatever. But it's also like seeing like, you know, oh, how your man interacts with what he sees.
See, that's weak, man. That's a test. You know what I'm saying? And that shouldn't be.
It's a test?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a test. If women are walking out with their breasts out mm-hmm. and their butts out and they're shaking, you shouldn't be eyeing me to see how I look at a woman that's out here.
I wouldn't say it's a test.
Because you just said how you interact with other women. That's a test. I mean, naturally, a man is going to, you know, not necessarily choke up or get nervous around naked women. But, you know, when you have somebody that is known to test you.
So, see, because I don't think it's a... I'm not saying that it's a test mm-hmm. coming from my...
But you did just say that. You would see how he interacts,
but not in a testy kind of way, you know. Because when you say test, I kind of go a little bit deeper than that and think there's something behind of the reason why I'm quote testing him.
But if you're going to see, and as you know, most women they forget nothing, so whatever you observe is what is that doesn't count as anything.
No,
it's a dependent variable. Or independent. It's one of those variables.
And see what I'm saying? Like, there's no dependent variable with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to bring it up later on in an argument. Oh, you was looking at... You know what I'm saying? Like, no, there's nothing... It doesn't go past that.
Okay.
To me. That the night in the strip club or whatever. Sure. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't go past that. I mean, he enjoys it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I enjoy it too, cool. Like, it's just... I mean, it's just... An entertainment thing. It's just for entertainment. It doesn't happen all the time.
Right.
It's not like Netflix and chill.
Right.
You know? It's an every now and then theme park kind of, you know what I'm saying? Kind of vibe.
Right. No, I got you.
So, I mean, it's cool with me. I know some women do have problems with their man going to the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
Especially without them. So how do you feel? Would you be more reluctant to take your woman if you were the type of, if you were a strip club goer?
No, that's no place for my woman to be.
So it's no place for you to be either.
I don't want to be a strip club.
I mean, I know you don't personally, but I'm saying.
No, I mean, she can go to strip club. I don't want to be there with her. Like, you know, I think there are certain events that happen on separate entities. She can go to a strip club. That's cool. I'm going to go to a strip club with my boys. She can go with her girls. Simple as that.
But no going together.
I'm not going to a strip club with my girlfriend. I'm just not.
Why not share that experience with her?
That's something that I don't want to share with her. I can share other things with her. We can go walking in the park. And go to the beach. I'm not going to the strip club.
But why not?
Because I don't want to. I mean, it's just my thing. If I'm going to go, if I want to slap a $20 bill on a stripper's ass, I don't want my girlfriend to be next to me when I do it.
Because it's hiding something? Because it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not
that why? It's hiding something.
Yeah, but what if she wants to slap a $20 bill on a stripper's ass too?
Then she can do that with her girls, just not with me. That's just simple as that. I don't care if she goes or not. I'm not saying that she can't go. That's just something that I want to experience on my own. I don't have to have my girlfriend everywhere that I go. You know what I'm saying? That's something that I had to find out the hard way. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because you...
Everywhere that you go.
You have a girlfriend and she happens to tag along. Or you have a boyfriend and he happens to tag along. You don't want that to be a custom. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like there should be places where you go just with your boys. You know? Simple as that. And that's just how I'm rocking. So, again, I'm not saying that she can't go to the strip club. She just can't go to the strip club the same day I'm going to the strip club if it's the same one. Simple as that. But I don't like the strip club.
So that's why I'm thinking it doesn't matter
for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But when the strip club comes up, my boy's like, let's go to the strip club. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I'm going home. I'm not going to the strip club.
And it's because before we started getting into going with your significant other, is it because of the culture, the strip club culture?
What's that? A woman derogatory?
Yeah.
Putting their stuff out there? Mm-hmm. That's a part of
it. And then also, like you brought up initially, you know, the DJ or the supposed notion that you're supposed to go and throw a bunch of money. Yeah.
All that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Because, I mean, one, I'm a cheap guy. You know what I'm saying? I like spending money on myself and I like the money to benefit me for a certain period of time. You know what I'm saying? Of entertainment purposes. Strip club, I feel like once I leave the strip club, the thrill of the strip club is over with. You know, you might have some memories she doing a handstand and that was cool, you know, whatnot. But to me, the investment is as long as you're in there. You feel me? So as long as you're in the
just
strip
like
club.
Just like any other club.
Which I don't like going out.
Okay.
So, but period. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I like going out if it's going to be good music. You know what I'm saying? Strip club is going to play probably the same type of music. You know, upbeat, ass shaking music.
Heavy bass.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Depending on what kind of strip club you go to now.
I'm sure. Now, I mean, I went to a strip club one day and the last time I actually went to a strip club, it was Kamal's. On Piedmont, I think it is. And Drake's album just came out. Nothing Was the Same.
Okay.
And Too Much came on with Sampa playing. And the lights was flashing, fog in the air, ass clapping. Most magnificent scene that, you know what I'm saying? Period. You know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have memories like that going to the strip club. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't like the strip club. I'm not going to go in there with 21s and throw them all, whatnot. No. You know, I'd rather spend that 20 on a bottle or something else and enjoy my time. You feel me? Nah. Nah. I'm not going to do that just for that one night. Just because. I mean, and then me,
I feel like that can be applied to anything.
And then another
thing
with me is that I grow attached. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to see somebody that's cute, booty coming, I want to dance with you all night, baby. Just stay. You know what I'm saying? And then when the tab comes, you know, one time I was at Kamal, another time, and I was dancing a nice chocolate drop thing. You know what I'm saying? She was dancing on me. And then, you know, 5 songs go by and it's $80 in. And I'm like, well, I'm done for the night. That was a cool 20 minutes. I'm ready to go home. You know what I'm saying? So.
I feel you on that.
Nah. It's no point of me going. And then, you know. What? And be lusting over some booty? that I saw at the strip club. Now I'm going to have to go back to the strip club again and spend some more money on this. Nah. Nah, you're not going to hook me heroin.
You heroin of a club. An establishment. Right. You. Yeah, I mean, I feel that. I don't know. I just kind of... I feel like that can go with anything, mm-hmm. you know, it's entertainment and I can kind of put up that block where, okay, I'm just here to have fun.
True.
I'm just here to look. I'm here to dance. I'm here to drink, you know, and just take in the entertainment. And then when I leave, I leave.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I don't spend thousands of dollars either. A few. Mm. But anyway, that's it. But it's time for us to wrap up this show. It was a great coming back mm-hmm. since we've been off the air for over a week. Great to be back. Yeah, it's great to be back. Great to talk to the people. I'm mm-hmm. glad you guys lent me your ears this afternoon.
Yep.
It's a nice day outside. Still hasn't rained in over a month or so. We're still in the drought. So they're handing out.
There was some sprinkles the other day, I thought.
Where?
So isn't that some sprinkles?
There are no sprinkles. Ain't no sprinkles. Sprinkles of leaves. Leaves, sprinkles.
It rained a little bit. Nah. I swear it did over on the east side. I promise you.
Mm-mm. It rained. It rained. Okay. But anyway, so yeah. We're still in the drought, so they were handing out procedures and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you should only water your grass on these days between these times. Like, it's starting to become...
Yeah, but that happens in Georgia all the time, though. So it's not just now, but... You never had the water bans? We've always had water bans.
Yeah, and it's been a while since I've mm-hmm. had, I've actually heard of a water ban, you know, it's been a while mm-hmm. to me. So, I mean, that's basically it. But, so I hope you guys get out there and enjoy this weather because it's nice and cool, but the sun is out.
Yes.
So go outside, frolic in some leaves, yep. take a walk, take your dog for a walk, mm-hmm. be with each other on this wonderful Saturday. So we will see you back here in the Orange Room on Thursday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. right here on orangeroomradio.com. Make sure you follow us, though. Yeah. Please make sure you follow us at The Bold Opinion on Twitter, mm-hmm. The Bold Opinion on Instagram, mm-hmm. The Bold Opinion on Facebook, okay? We post funny things throughout the day.
Yeah.
It's not just show updates.
Just follow us.
Yeah, just follow just us, follow. Man. Just give us a follow, man. We'll follow back. Absolutely. And yeah. tonight, Kenny Kicks, if you want to see him in person.
Yeah, if you want
to
see
him. In the flesh.
You want to see me in the prayer. I don't got to shave or anything. No shave November.
Yeah,
that's the excuse that I give right now. Exactly. So, at the Art Gallery, mm-hmm. Atlanta Gallery, that's going to be on 645 Shelton Avenue. Like I said, you can go to Eventbrite, type in Art Atlanta Gallery. You can see what the event is tonight. So it's like a DJ event. It's going to be 7 to 10 different DJs, 2 different rooms playing different sets of stuff. And I guess DJ is going to be DJ Tomb. So
starts at
7
p.m.
Yes.
All right. That's what's up. You'll be there thinking about it.
I'll be thinking about it myself.
So I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you back here in the Orange Room on Thursday night.
Peace.
Confiscate the money. Fresh ground. Wow. My will.
You sent flowers, but you said you didn't receive.
Just like Will Smith.